WKJAN Sports.
And at 7:20, it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. This sports report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, Amir Smith-Marset scored on a 6-yard run, a 98-yard kickoff return, and a 12-yard reception to lead the number 19 Iowa Hawkeyes to a 49-24 victory over number 22 Southern California in the Holiday Bowl Friday night, a game you might have heard right here on KJAN. Senior Nate Stanley threw 2 touchdowns passes, and the Hawkeyes at 10-3 won their 4th straight game for their 6th 10-win season in Coach Kirk Ferentz's 21 years. USC freshman quarterback Kadon Slovis, who threw 2 touchdown passes, was knocked out of the game with an apparent arm injury early in the 3rd quarter. The USC Trojans had their 3-game winning streak snapped. Iowa State has a chance for a signature win today in the Camping World Bowl in Orlando against the 15th-ranked Notre Dame. The Cyclones are 7-5, and a win would provide momentum heading into the offseason.
I think that's one of the really great things about bowl games is you are putting an exclamation point on a really powerful chapter of a senior class and a 2019 football team, but you're also having some leadership start to occur from what 2020 could look like and feel like.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell. The Cyclones are 7-5 and looking to finish with a win.
I think all those things are really, really important when you're really putting focus on building a program. And, that's what we've really done here is using all these opportunities to continually to not only better our present, but better our future on top of it.
The Cyclones lost to Washington State in last year's Alamo Bowl, and Matt Campbell feels the experience will help sophomore quarterback Brock Purdy.
That environment was really powerful, and I think that stage, again, it's another powerful environment and a powerful stage, and I think for a guy like that where, so much is on your shoulders that you got to feel it, you got to go through it, and then you got to experience to understand how to prepare for it.
Kickoff for that game is at 11 a.m., and you can watch it on ABC. Another college football bowl action on Friday. Air Force and Texas A&M were among the bowl winners. In the Cheez-It Bowl, Caden Remsburg ran for 178 yards and stretched to the pylon for a 3-yard touchdown late in the fourth quarter to lift 24th-ranked Air Force to a 31-21 victory over Washington State. Donald Hammond III scored 2 touchdowns, and Remsburg had his 4th-down TD confirmed by review to help the Falcons close the season on an 8-game winning streak. FBS passing leader Anthony Gordon kept the Cougars within reach by throwing for 351 yards and 3 touchdowns. Kellen Mond ran for a career-high 117 yards, including a 67-yard TD burst that put the Aggies ahead 21-14 in the fourth quarter of their 24-21 victory over number 25 Oklahoma State, and that was in the Texas Bowl. Mond relied on his feet while throwing for just 95 yards and losing 2 early fumbles that allowed the Cowboys to take a 14-0 lead. Oklahoma State's Chuba Hubbard ran for 158 yards after finishing the regular season as the nation's leading rusher. Braden Johnson had 124 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns for the Cowboys. In other bowl action, freshman Sam Howell completed 25 of 34 passes for 294 yards and 3 TDs to lead North Carolina to its first bowl victory since 2013 in a 55-13 rout of Temple in the Military Bowl. The Owls have made 5 straight bowl appearances but have won just once. Brian Lewerke threw for 320 yards and a touchdown in Michigan State's 27-21 victory over Wake Forest in the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium. Lewerke threw a 10-yard pass to wide receiver Cody White in the third quarter to put the Spartans ahead 7-6, the 7-6 Spartans ahead, that is 27-21. Lewerke also ran for a TD. White had 97 yards receiving, and Elijah Collins had 96 yards of rushing. In the NFL, the Atlanta Falcons are keeping coach Dan Quinn for another season despite a 2nd straight losing record. The Falcons are 6-9 this season after finishing 7-9 in 2018. They lost to the Patriots in the Super Bowl 50, their first season under Quinn. The team also announced that general manager Thomas Dimitrov will remain in his current role, and that former Tampa Bay head coach Raheem Morris will be Atlanta's defensive coordinator. The Falcons will go through an organizational restructuring, giving team president and CEO Rich McKay a bigger role in the football operations. Quinn and Dimitrov will now report directly to McKay, with Blank retaining oversight of the football operations. In other NFL news, Saints coach Sean Payton says the club has no immediate plans to sign Antonio Brown after including him in a workout with six free agent receivers Friday morning. Payton says the Saints are looking at how available players can help the team as it prepares to enter the playoffs. Brown has not played since the Patriots cut him September 20th amid multiple sexual assault accusations, which have spawned an ongoing league investigation of the receiver. Former Bills star receiver Albert Dubenyan has died at the age of 86. Dubenyan played key roles in the Bills winning consecutive American Football League championships back in the mid-1960s. The team says he died Thursday, 55 years to the day, after Buffalo won its first AFL title with a 20-7 victory over the San Diego Chargers. And the Iowa Hawkeye women open the Big Ten race today with a visit to Nebraska. The Hawkeyes are 9-2, while the Huskers enter the league race with a record of 10-1.
Their one loss being against Creighton, but they've had great wins against USC. They beat Duke in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. So obviously a really good opponent that returns four starters from last year's team.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, who feels her team is ready for a tough league race.
You know, our freshmen are growing. I like our balance that we're having. I think we have four people in double figures against Drake. I love that. I think we have a nice inside-outside game right now. We're still passing the ball very well, doing a great job with assists. So I feel like we've had really good growth during the non-conference season, and I think it's prepared us well.
You can listen for that game on KJAN beginning at 12:45 this afternoon at the pregame show. 1 o'clock is the tip. Sports brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.